A special work group at Syracuse University has laid out the options in case the Carrier Dome is ever incapacitated. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, a special work group has come up with a backup plan to deal with the 275 events that happen in FSU's iconic stadium.
So what would happen to Syracuse University's most high-profile sports if the Carrier Dome became inoperable for a long period of time?
There is not really an alternative for basketball. And there are distant alternatives for football.
Rick Burton from SU Sports Management Department led a fact-finding study into worst-case scenarios for the 35-year-old dome. It suggests possible football venues that could replace the dome in a pinch or over a long period of time.
First thing you might do would be to consider to go to Ralph Wilson. Well, that may not be possible if that's a home weekend for the Buffalo Bills. You could look at going to the Meadowlands. That takes it out of the state of New York and takes it into New Jersey. You could consider Yankee Stadium. But then you've got a whole number of factors that start to come into play, which is the inconvenience to your students, the inconvenience to your season ticket holders.
Basketball becomes trickier, says Burton, because there are a few venues that can hold as many fans as the Dome for a basketball game. Among those sites would be Madison Square Garden or Brooklyn's Barclays Center. The loss of the Dome would also have a big economic impact on the area to the tune of $35 million. Burton says this study simply lays out the facts and doesn't have anything to do with a recent debate over building a new stadium in Syracuse. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.